Hey everyone, Dylan Burks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. You know that feeling when you hit a wall? Maybe it's a project at work, a personal goal that seems out of reach, or even just one of those days when nothing seems to go right. Ever feel like, I can't seem to get this figured out? Well, guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us overcome those mental hurdles and build something called a growth mindset. Think about it. Life is constantly throwing curveballs our way. But instead of letting setbacks define us, Stoicism teaches us to view them as opportunities for growth. It's like leveling up in your favorite video game. Each challenge helps you become stronger, wiser, and better equipped to handle whatever comes next. So, how do we cultivate this growth mindset using the wisdom of Stoicism? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, control what you can. We've all heard that saying before, but it really is the cornerstone of a growth mindset. When things go wrong, and trust me, they will. Instead of getting caught up in frustration or blame, focus on what you can control. Your reactions, your efforts, and your choices moving forward. Think of it like this. You can't control the traffic jam, but you can choose to listen to a good podcast, practice some deep breathing exercises, or use that time to brainstorm solutions for your coming project. See? Control where you can, and let go of what you can. Next up. Embrace challenges as learning opportunities. Ever notice how some people seem to thrive under pressure? It's because they view challenges as exciting puzzles to solve, not insurmountable obstacles. Remember, growth happens outside your comfort zone. So when you face a tough situation, ask yourself, what can I learn from this, or how can I use this experience to become stronger? Third, practice self-reflection. Stoicism is all about understanding yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and patterns. Take some time each day to journal, meditate, or simply reflect on your thoughts and actions. This helps you identify areas where you can grow and develop a deeper sense of self-awareness. Fourth, cultivate resilience. Life is a roller coaster, and setbacks are inevitable. But instead of letting them knock you down, use them as fuel to bounce back stronger. Remember the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger." That's Stoicism in action. Learn from your mistakes, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. And finally, focus on what truly matters. Stoicism reminds us that our happiness and fulfillment shouldn't be tied to external factors like wealth, status, or possessions. Instead, focus on building strong relationships, pursuing meaningful goals, and living a life of virtue and integrity. That's where true contentment lies. Let me tell you about a time when I had to put these principles into action. Remember that big presentation I was stressing over last week? Yeah, well, right before I went up, my laptop decided to crash. Talk about a curveball. But instead of panicking, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that I could control my composure and my delivery, and focused on the key points I wanted to convey. I ended up delivering the best presentation I've ever given, even without any fancy slides. See? Sometimes, those unexpected hiccups can actually lead to positive outcomes if we approach them with a growth mindset. So remember, cultivate that growth mindset by controlling what you can, embracing challenges as learning opportunities, practicing self-reflection, building resilience, and focusing on what truly matters. Think of this podcast episode like your daily dose of Stoic fuel. Use it to navigate the ups and downs of life with strength, simplicity, and focus. Now go out there and make it a great day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life, and be sure to leave us a review. Your feedback keeps the show going strong. Until next time, keep growing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.